Welcome to Rights Watch, a program about human rights around the world from Human Rights Watch. I'm Jessie Graham. Nearly half of all women in Yemen who marry are child brides. According to UNICEF, about a quarter marry by the time they're 15. They have no control over when or who they marry, and some only meet their husbands on their wedding day. A new report from Human Rights Watch found that this practice causes lifelong harm for women in Yemen. Today we'll speak with Nadia Khalife. She's a researcher at Human Rights Watch and the author of the new report. We'll also hear from Yemeni lawyer Shada Nasser. First, Nadia, you interviewed women and girls in Yemen, and what did they say about how child marriage affected them in their lives?
One of the things that has really affected these girls and women's lives is the lack of education. Some of the girls that I had interviewed and women actually could not read or write. Some of them were taken out of school just right before puberty to prepare them for marriage. And some actually had dreams of becoming journalists, of becoming lawyers, of becoming doctors. And those dreams were really cut short. They were just simply withdrawn from school and wed. The other one, they talked a lot about the negative health consequences of child marriage. They had no control over when to bear children. Some of the girls that I had interviewed did not even know anything about family planning or had any information on the number and spacing of children. And as we know, child marriage increases girls' reproductive health risks, such as obstructed labor, because girls have a smaller pelvis as her body has not really developed. So it does have an effect when there's early pregnancy and early childbirth. And Yemen has one of the highest maternal mortality rates in the region. The last thing that women had talked to me about was really being subjected to marital rape and domestic violence. I met a few girls one girl told me that she was forced to marry someone twice her age. She was taken by force to his home, and he basically raped her. The girl ended up slitting her wrists in an attempt to commit suicide because she just wanted out of that marriage, and she finally fled back to her mother's home. And then, you know, girls and women all said that because they live in extended families with their husbands, that they've also been subjected to domestic abuse either, you know, by the husband or by the husband's family.
And there was this very high-profile case of Najood Ali, who was married at 9 and divorced at 10. Shada Nasser was her lawyer, and she's on the line with us now from Bethesda, Maryland. Shada, this case got a lot of attention. Did it make any real change in Yemen?
Yes, that case made very big progress in Yemen, because after Najood case, the people tried to help all the girls, for example, to hide her from her family or sometimes from her husband, and they called the police station, or they took her to the court to ask about the divorce or to stop the marriage. And after that, we had different organizations in Yemen which took this issue in their agenda, and they tried to put like hotline between different villages in outside of the capital city to help all the girls. The main progress, according to my opinion, when the Yemeni parliament tried to put new amendment in the family law and to increase the age of the marriage to 17. And I think so, during this time, we had not a good luck.
Because Parliament originally had voted in 2009 to make the legal minimum age of marriage 17. But I understand that that was never signed into law, because
yes,
there was opposition from lawmakers who found it un-Islamic. What are the religious-based arguments that are used against, you know, pushing the minimum marriage age up to 17? And what is the law on the books in Yemen right now?
You know, Yemen, it was before the unification between the North and the South in 1989 to Yemen. And our law in the South of Yemen puts the age of the marriage for the girls 17. In the North of Yemen, before the unification, put the age of the marriage is 15. After the 1994, after the war between the North and the South, they changed the family law and they put the article for the marriage at 15. And they can give the parents to marry the girls when she under 15, and she doesn't have the right to go to the court to refuse that marriage.
That's interesting that the minimum age of marriage was 17 for some time in Yemen, at least in some parts of the country, but that it was later, after the 80s, after reunification, that the marriage age was legally lowered, and that it seems like there's a lot of room for people to even marry girls as young as 8. Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are there other countries in the region that have successfully changed the law and enforced it and really, you know, brought the marriage age up?
The point is that there are many countries in the Middle East and North Africa that have set a minimum age for marriage. Some, for instance, like Libya, has a minimum age for marriage at 21. So even though lawmakers have really used Islamic Sharia law to say that setting a minimum age for marriage would be contrary to Islamic law, we see that in other countries in the Middle East that have Islamic Sharia as a source of legislation have actually adopted a minimum age for marriage, and some have put it even at 18.
Human Rights Watch is pushing now for the age of marriage to be 18, not only in Yemen. Is that a general worldwide idea?
So, yeah, that's actually a standard recommendation. For instance, the Committee on the Rights of the Child and the Committee on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women have actually urged all countries, not only in the Middle East, that they need to actually increase the minimum age of marriage to 18 in order to protect girls' health and also to ensure that, you know, they continue their education. So this is not just for Yemen. This is, you know, across the board.
How do you make a change here when you're dealing with religious extremists or people who believe that girls should be married at age 8?
I think one of the things that we have to remember that Islamic Sharia law is not something that is really set in stone, that there are many different interpretations for Sharia law. I mean, even Tawakkul Karman, who will be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize just a few days from now, has also said that there are a lot of reasonings in Islamic Sharia law that can set the minimum age of marriage to 18, that there's really nothing Islamic about that.
I want to add one thing. In Sharia, we don't have any articles that forced the girls married when she was 8 or 10 or like that. And that extreme people, they don't have any evidence to say the girls must marry when they are in this age, like 8 or 10. They took all this principle to marry the girls when they are very young from the tribe traditional. It's not coming from Sharia.
And Shada Nasser, I know this is such a difficult time in Yemen. There's been so much upheaval. Yemen's president for the past 3 decades, Abdullah Saleh, just stepped down after months of protests. What does the political turmoil mean for Yemeni girls and young women?
We need the new government and we need the new change in the Yemen. But I hope the people who can change the system in the Yemen take care about the women rights and children rights. I hope the new leadership in Yemen put new constitution to give the woman good rights. And I hope the new leadership in Yemen can understand what is the meaning of children rights in the Yemen. Because without women, without new generation, we cannot build any new country and we cannot establish the new government or the good law or the good constitution.
And it's an exciting time. There's a lot of possibility. But I wonder if you both can comment, Shada Nasser and Nadia Khalife, on what it's like to work on women's issues like this or human rights issues like this in the region when there is all this political upheaval. How do you keep issues like child marriage on the agenda?
I think the region is going through some very tough times, and most people, they don't see children's rights or women's rights as sort of central to these democracies that are supposed to be flourishing in the Middle East and North Africa region. But I think it's important, and it's part of my job and people on the ground to sort of keep highlighting that, you know, democracies cannot flourish without rights for all people. You can't have a democracy with just rights for men and not rights for women and children. So that's one of the things that we have to keep in mind. And it is very difficult to look at child marriage, especially in Yemen at this point when the country is in such upheaval. But, you know, I hope that this really is an opportunity for building a new Yemen that is really committed to improving women's rights and children's rights.
And Shada Nasser, it seems like one thing that you have on your side is that there are a lot of women in Yemen who want to change this and who are sort of speaking out about it in a way perhaps they have not before.
Yes, of course. course, all the women in the Yemen, they look for the new change and also to stop the early marriage. But I think if we can give them the chance to change, they can change and stop everything, and especially early marriage.
That was Yemeni human rights lawyer Shada Nasser, who's studying in the United States right now. And we also spoke with Nadia Khalifeh of Human Rights Watch. And that's Rights Watch for this week. Human Rights Watch is an independent organization dedicated to defending and protecting human rights around the world. For more about us, including audio, video, and multimedia features, please visit hrw.org. You can find our podcast on iTunes. Thanks for listening to Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham.